Rabbi Goldstein, I am so not the biggest kosher boy in town. You've got to explain all this to me, please. What is the green list? How's it going to help the community? And why do people need to know about it?
So the green list, or the Pesach green list, is a list of all items that just require regular Beth Din logo, or no logo at all, in fact, and don't require a special Pesach logo. And that's going to be a massive help to the community, because there's many items on there that people can go out and buy early for Pesach, and they don't have to worry about supply. And also, they'll obviously receive just regular prices for all these items that are on the list.
Tell me something, Rabbi. Where will one get access to this list?
So the list was sent out to our entire email database. It went out to close to 8,000 people earlier today. It was also posted on our Facebook page on Kosher Desk. And we also know that it's circulating on many, many WhatsApp groups. So I think that list is pretty freely available at this point.
Okay, that's great to know. And yeah, I'm learning something here today. I didn't know that something that didn't have a Kasher LePesach sign could be used on Pesach. How would one be able to then differentiate between what is just regularly kosher and what's kosher for Pesach?
So we have a special logo, a special Pesach logo, for every item that is produced. And every item that is produced with our Pesach logo has full-time Mashgiach present. Whereas the items that are on this list, just a regular Beth Din logo would be sufficient, and there are items on there as well that don't require any logo at all.
Rabbi, in your opinion, do you think this has gone some way perhaps to make Pesach more affordable?
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to make a lot of these products more affordable, things like fresh milk and cream, you know, whole spices and eggs, butter. There's so many items on this list which I think are definitely going to make things much more affordable and accessible for the Jewish community, because our vision is for more people to eat more kosher more often for less cost.
Absolutely.
And of course, this is a great step in that direction.
Rabbi, how does the list of what we are able to receive for Pesach, how does that compare to other countries?
We do have Rabbi back. Rabbi Goldstein.
Yes, hi, sorry, I'm back.
No, I think Sasha was in the middle of asking a question.
Yes, Rabbi, I wanted to know, how does our list of Kasher LePesach products compare to those around the world?
So we've looked at other people's lists around the world, and we've analyzed their lists as well as our own, and we've done extensive research on these products. In fact, we've sent out on many of these items, we've sent out inspectors to actually see how items are produced here in South Africa. And so therefore, you know, we are always going to keep the highest kosher standard, but to make sure that where it's possible to not require a full-time mashgiach to be there for Pesach production, for example, in the production of eggs or butter, in certain butter production, milk and the like, or salt is a great example as well. So we've tried to pass on that information to the community just to better inform the community of what's available out there.
Well, that's useful information, that's for sure. Rabbi Goldstein, are there certain outlets in particular who stock these products, or is it general distribution?
So this is for general distribution, and you can pretty much buy all these items in any store around the country.
Rabbi Goldstein, thank you for talking to us at such late notice. We really appreciate it. We hope the community does too. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.